Merry Christmas, everyone! This episode is my Christmas gift for you, and it's also the last episode of 2024. And trust me, I've chosen a book that's really spectacular. It's been a long time since a narrative book has grabbed my attention in the way this one has, almost to the point of making me cry at every chapter. Hello everyone, I'm Irene Ridarelli, writer, blogger, and the passionate reader, and this is Into the Books. Let me clarify my previous comment. I said almost because obviously I didn't cry the whole time. Only in some parts, in fact, in more than some, but when I did it, my tears were different depending on the part I was reading. At certain times, I cried because the subject matter touched me so deeply that it was as if the author had written about me. All the times, I had tears in my eyes from laughing so hard at the tragicomic situations in which the main character was involved. In short, this book has it all. It's a beautiful day in Newport, Rhode Island, when Phoebe Stone arrives alone at the Grand Cornwall Inn Hotel, wearing an elegant green dress and gold heels. When she arrives in the lobby, everyone assumes she is one of the guests who have come to the hotel to celebrate a wedding that is about to take place there. But in fact, she is the only hotel guest who is not attending the event. Phoebe is there because she has dreamed of staying at the hotel for years. Actually, she dreamed of doing it with her husband, and now that he has dumped her, Phoebe goes to the Cornwall Inn with a very specific purpose, and not exactly in keeping with the atmosphere of the party, that is, to commit suicide. Poor bride. She has planned and thought of every detail of her wedding, even the smallest, except for Phoebe's unexpected presence. I loved The Wedding People by Alison Hesbach. The issues the book deals with are important but delicate, such as depression, abortion, suicide, etc. But the author deals with them in a straightforward and within the sensitivity of them, also simple way to make them as understandable as possible. And I have to tell you that, yes, I identified with Phoebe more than I should admit, but she is such a strong and brave character that I am actually proud to see so much of myself in her. Phoebe draws strength from her loneliness, and I think it is very overwhelming to see through her how apparently vain decisions come to have so much importance in our lives. I found Gary, the groom, anything but banal. He is a widowed father who found himself raising his daughter alone and hasn't allowed himself to grieve the way he should have done because he had to be strong for his daughter. And that's exactly why I understood why he clings to Lila, the bride, the way he does. Alison Hesbach has a way of getting into the corners of the human soul and explaining them in such magnificent way that, at times, left me breathless. Highly recommended book. Thank you for joining me at the end of this year. For me, it's been a roller coaster of emotions. I struggled sometimes, but the response that I received from you has been an amazing rewarding for all my sacrifices. Words can't really express the gratitude that I feel for you, but I don't have much to express it rather than a sincere thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you enjoyed this year as much as I did, and if you want, I'll be here in 2025. I'm going to take a little break where I'll read a lot of books, and I can't wait to talk about them to you. So I'll see you on January the 10th. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. Take care, Irene.